two leading doctors in the care of older adults have described as shocking and disturbing undercover footage to be revealed in an RTE documentary tonight. It examines standards of care in two residential facilities owned by one of Ireland's leading providers of private nursing homes and which are monitored by the state regulator HICWA. The company at the centre of the allegations, EMIS, has apologised to residents and their families for the distress caused by the failings identified in tonight's report, saying it has launched an in-depth review to immediately address all the issues. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Aoife Hegarty, Deputy Editor of RTE Investigates. So, Aoife, just firstly, can you tell us the background to this investigation?
Well, Karen, this really all started with an email. Over a year ago, we were contacted by Claire Doyle. She's a qualified nurse, and back in 2022, she was working as a teacher in further and adult education, training healthcare assistants. And really, they are the carers who provide frontline personal care in nursing homes. Now, it was around that time that she noticed a rise in the number of students coming to her with concerns, several with a common theme, and that was the private nursing home company, or PIA. And as you'll hear now from Claire herself, she and her students reported those concerns to the sector's regulatory body, HICWA, some of which related to one home.
I was concerned because of what appeared to me to be systemic practices that were being adopted by Orpea that was creating an environment that was detrimental to the quality of care. Practices like rapid admissions of residents, healthcare assistants were being moved from on the floor providing care to kitchen duties. Staff numbers not increasing either. We made protected disclosures very, very quickly. It took 17 weeks, so over 4 months, before HICWA actually made an inspection visit to that nursing home.
And Aoife, what more do we know about this company, Orpea?
Well, Orpea was founded in France in the late 1980s. The company now has over 1,000 facilities over 20 countries. They entered the Irish market in 2020. In Ireland, nursing home care is now predominantly outsourced to private providers, and increasingly they're big international companies like Orpea. Yet they do accommodate people whose care is still funded from the public purse through the state-supported Fair Deal scheme. Now, two years after Orpea came here, it was embroiled in a big scandal back home in France involving allegations of mismanagement and neglect at its nursing homes there. But the company continued to expand here, and last year it rebranded to the name EMIS. EMIS Ireland now has 27 homes right across the country, providing a total of 2,400 beds here. When we learned of Claire Doyle's concerns, we began our own intensive research, Karen, and that led to us to having two fully qualified undercover researchers simultaneously secure health assistant roles at separate EMIS nursing homes here.
And where did you go then specifically to look into the care being provided, and what did you find importantly?
Well, one took up work at the Benevan Manor facility in Glasnevin in North Dublin. It costs approximately €1,400 per week to stay there with Fair Deal funding. And there we saw staff for the most part doing their best, but we saw them always working under pressure. There were constant staffing shortages, but it also, when it came to things like the supply of essential resources, we saw recurring shortages. You know, you're talking items like towels, sanitary wipes, gloves. But it didn't end there. We witnessed one resident, for example, asking to use the toilet during the night. He was told there weren't enough staff to bring him, and he was instead told to use his incontinence pad before being reminded not to wet the bed because there were no clean sheets available. And that, Karen, was a regular occurrence. But there were nights when his sheets did need to be replaced, and with no sheets available, we saw him lying on a bare mattress. And as you'll hear now, this is the reaction of consultant geriatrician Dr. Ronan Collins, who has viewed our footage.
People don't understand the impact it has for a person to be incontinent. It reduces the person's confidence and their well-being, their psychological sense of themselves, and very often leads to depression and actually a spiralling into a loss of function. And I'm really not saying that in an exaggerated fashion. The whole episode of care in relation to this man is really quite distressing. And you know, I can't say any more how much it goes against the grain of every kind of gerontological principle I would hold dear, you know.
very disturbing details there of how this man was treated in a care setting. You also, Aoife, went undercover at a nursing home in Portlaoise.
Yeah, the Resident Portlaoise is a relatively new facility. Amis opened it in November 2023 and it costs approximately €1,200 per week under the Fair Deal scheme. Again, our undercover carer, she did witness some staff provide good care there, but often we saw repeated instances of staff shortages impacting daily resident care. So too, though, has HICWA. They've identified instances of repeated non-compliance with regulations over multiple inspections at this home. Yet when we filmed there, we found many of the same issues still happening. That included large groups of residents being congregated together in day rooms, vulnerable older people being left unsupervised, resulting in resident falls, and simple day-to-day requests like asking to go to the toilet or being put to bed being left unattended to for lengthy periods of time. Now, having witnessed all this, Karen, we had both carers report their concerns to management locally at the homes and also to HICWA. But as you'll hear in tonight's programme, you know, we spoke to another geriatrician who said the immediate result of failings like this is that obviously the lives of residents will become more miserable. But he said, too, it can also shorten their lives when you have culminated things like this happening all the time.
Well, Aoife Hegarty, thank you for bringing us all of that. And you can watch that documentary, RTÉ Investigate, Inside Ireland's Nursing Home tonight at 9:35 on RTÉ1 and the RTÉ Player. Now, we spoke earlier with Aoife Hegarty on that special RTÉ Investigates Inside Ireland's Nursing Homes. And we should mention that Aoife Hegarty spoke to HICWA, which told her both these providers referenced in her piece have set out compliance plans to address issues at their homes, with reports resulting from recent inspections at both centres currently being finalised. As for the company, Emis Ireland, told her that while it has no connection or involvement with the allegations in France, it found that evidence of poor care delivery, improper moving and handling of residents, and a lack of dignity and breaches of residents' rights deeply distressing, adding it does not tolerate any individual or systemic neglect or practices. It said it's not its policy to understaff any of its nursing homes, but acknowledges and sincerely apologises to residents and their families for the distress caused by the failings identified, saying this is not the standard of care they expect and not what residents and their families deserve. The company says it's fully committed to doing everything in its power to ensure these failings do not recur, confirming it has now launched a review to immediately address all those issues. And that documentary airs on RTÉ1 tonight at 9:35 p.m.